And the third one, what is this? So this is the third category. The other phone in, I've had something stuck in my hair, which is...
My father had a pillow stuck to his head. He was eight, and he was trying to join the Bazooka Joe fan club, which meant he had to chew copious quantities of bubble gum to get loads and loads of rattles. We was in Cannock Chase at the time, because I was quite a good runner, so we were running. I was running up there. Mum and Dad stayed in the hotel. Brother wakes up next morning, he's got a pillow stuck on his head.
But this happened how?
He's chewing loads and loads of bubble gum to try and get his bubble gum to join the Bazooka Joe fan club.
But how did the pillow become stuck to his head?
He fell asleep with him in. He fell asleep with the bubble gum in his mouth. It fell out in the night and it was matted in his hair and the pillow stuck to his head.
Now, Inspector Wexford on Waxford, now I see what's happened there. So he's chewing gum and fell asleep.
He's only like 8 or 10.
What's wrong with asleep chewing gum? That's a classic 8-year-old thing to do it all.
We get Esther Ranson on Charles Line, yeah.
Now, this is pure Homer, isn't it? Fall asleep chewing gum, it falls out onto the pillow, you roll into it.
And it's stuck to his head. And my mum cut a sort of swatch around the pillow, so he had like a gingham swatch. Found it and put the pillow back and turned it over the other side so he wouldn't have to pay extra.
This is so... When they said you got 3-in-1, I thought, well, you know, if one's any good, we're ahead of the game. They're all good. Unfortunately, we're not a paying radio station.
Well, damn you.
We can't even send it out in bagels to you. We can't do anything like that, but we'll find something. Tracy, that was super.